Hello. My name is Gabriel, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, it's me, Katie Whitson.
Okay, I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
I was trying to file for unemployment online, and when I got to where to put my bank account number in, it won't let me put 10 digits in.
Okay, now I know for the routing number, you can only put 9 digits in. Now for the account number, it can be more than nine.
Because when I was doing it, it wouldn't let me do it for on the account number.
Okay, do you want to do it over the phone?
Yes, ma'am, that's fine.
Okay. May I have your social security number?
It's 417-35-8769.
Okay, can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name for me?
It's Katie Morgan Whitson. My birthday is August 5th, 1987, and my mother's maiden name is Holman.
Okay, and can you verify your driver's license number for me?
It is 8536620.
1 moment. Can you verify your last two employers for me?
It was J&J Apparel, and then it was Campus Collection.
Okay. Okay, can you repeat that driver's license number for me again?
It is 8536620.
Okay, that's 8536620.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the state?
It's Alabama.
Okay, and what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Ninth grade.
Okay, did you attend the college?
No, ma'am.
Okay, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, if you're approved for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card, which you prefer.
The direct deposit, please.
Okay. Checking or savings?
Is it checking?
Okay, may I have the routing number?
It's 2622-77189.
Hey, that's 2622-77189.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your account number?
It's 70000-88861.
Okay, that's 700-00-88861.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your mailing address?
It's 5108 Windsor Lane in Northport, Alabama. That's 35473.
Okay, is your residence address different from your mailing address or is it the same?
It's the same.
Okay, has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What's your telephone number?
It's 205-872-7738.
Okay. Your mailing address is 5108 Windsor Lane. That's in Northport, Alabama, 35473.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 263 West Grant Street, 3555 North County Road 61, 6600 1½ Flatwoods Road, or
It's the
75.
Flatwoods Road.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Mommy. And what county do you currently live in? Russell, Lamar, Pickens, Tuscaloosa, or none of the above?
Tuscaloosa.
Okay. In which of the following cities does Bobby Smith currently live on property? Kissimmee, Florida, Castleberry, Florida, or Palm Bay, Florida, or Marriott Island, Florida?
I have no idea. That's Mike's husband.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Did you file for receipt unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
When was the last day you worked?
It was Friday.
Okay, the ninth.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself or own a business or your corporate officer for your business?
I worked for a press. I worked for a company. Sorry.
Okay. Are you currently working solo on commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
I'm thinking about it, but I'm not yet.
Okay. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
No, ma'am.
Okay, you're not available for all shifts.
Like, what do you mean all shifts?
Like morning shift, afternoon shift, overnight.
I could do like during the day, but I couldn't work overnight.
Okay, and why you can't work overnight? What's the reason?
I have two small children.
Okay. Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I have no idea.
Like 5, 10, 15.
We can say 20, I guess.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage which you will sell?
13.
Okay. And do you obtain work now through a union hiring hall?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What was your job title?
I was a pre-press assistant.
What was the name of this job, the company name?
J&J Apparel.
Would it be under Lyons HR Incorporated?
That's where we got paid from, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have a good phone number for this job?
Let me get it.
Okay.
Trying to remember. It's 205-650-4055.
That's 205-650. What was the last four, ma'am?
4055.
Okay. And when did you first start this job?
Six years ago, last month.
Can you give me like an estimated date in the year?
I think it was November 10th, and let's see.
Okay, and what city and state was the work performed in?
Ma'am.
What city and state was the work performed in?
It was in Tuscaloosa.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receiving the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, why are you no longer working for this job?
I had a lot of absence due to losing my daughter a year ago, and so they let me go.
Okay. One moment. And what was the name and the title of the person who let you go?
It was
Ma'am?
Peyton. It was Peyton. LEMLEY.
Okay, was that your manager, supervisor?
She was the HR manager.
Okay, one moment. Okay, and did they give you any warning before they let you go?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being let go?
I tried not to miss work, but I guess I missed too much.
Okay, one moment. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, please.
Okay. Your 4-digit PIN number is going to be 6987.
Write that down. Don't forget it. 6987.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to read you the closing statements and we'll be done.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and submit your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you want to file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification this coming Sunday with that 4-digit PIN number I gave you.
Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet is going to explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. If you have any questions regarding this booklet that's going to be mailed to you, or if you don't receive this booklet within 7 days, you can call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Okay, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.